This is NPR.
And good morning, everybody. This is the last formal day of the World Climate Change Conference in Bali, Indonesia. The United States and European countries are negotiating compromise language over how stringent greenhouse gas cuts should be. The European Union is demanding hard targets. The United States says these should be voluntary. Both sides are considering treaty language proposed by Indonesia's environment minister, who's also the conference's president. The language would soften mandatory cuts in the gas emissions, but the language would still demand they be reduced by half by 2050. It's not just the Midwest that's gotten a powerful storm this week. The same weather system is now pelting the Northeast, with some places getting as much as a foot of snow. The National Weather Service says the most snow is falling in Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island. New Jersey and Pennsylvania are picking up ice, and it's raining cats and dogs in West Virginia. Forecaster Rebecca Gould says it's not over yet.
Late Saturday night, we're expecting a coastal storm or nor'easter to move through southern New England.
At least 36 people are believed to have died this past week because of the bad weather. The commissioner of New Jersey's Department of Transportation, Chris Kaluri, says motorists should already be exercising caution.
Roads certainly look clean and look safe, but the conditions can be deceptive. There is still frozen rain and in many cases sleet that is falling at a furious pace, and we want them to be safe and keep a safe distance.
Federal prosecutors lost a case against one terrorism suspect yesterday in Miami. One man was acquitted on charges that he planned to blow up Chicago's Sears Tower and other government buildings. But federal jurors deadlocked on charges against six other alleged co-conspirators. The Bush administration had used the case to allege an example of homegrown terrorism. Prosecutors charged the men swore allegiance to Al-Qaeda, even though they never made contact with the terror group. Instead, they ended up talking to a supposed Al-Qaeda representative who was actually a paid FBI informant. Doctors for a French woman who received a face transplant a year and a half ago say she can now smile a little. The surgery was controversial. Isabelle Dinoir received the face from another woman who had died and was on life support. Dinoir also struggled with tissue rejection issues. She's had kidney failure twice, and now she's got high blood pressure. Dinoir had been attacked by a dog and lost almost all the lower part of her face. She was unable to eat or speak. And striking Hollywood writers have filed a complaint against Hollywood studios. They charge the studios have illegally broken off negotiations. Their strike has lasted for 6 weeks. The guild wants to unionize writers on reality shows and animation projects. Meanwhile, the Directors Guild, that's a separate entity, says it will open negotiations with studios next month. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Luke, back to you.
Thanks, Korva.
Thanks, yeah. Korv.